Questions for the two candidates. How do you feel about accepting grant writing and underwriters and consultants? How do you feel about all of that?
Time is up, and we're going to vote on this.
We have to get out of here at
5 o'clock.
Sean Casey O'Brien did not answer those questions.
Mr. Chairman, there's two new people sitting here. Am I authorized to give them ballots?
This gentleman here and this woman here.
Okay. I now count 21 plus the Yoshi. I got 21.
Can't figure out how to run business, do business. If we can do business and there's no no objection, we don't really need to refer to this so much.
Mm-hmm.
This is when there is there are problems. We are bringing problems to this man.
Yeah.
We are bringing problems to him, and so now we're forced to use this, and now the process has become more important than actually getting the work done. So, please. I mean, I don't want this guy to fear after he walked out here today. Hell with this. I want a resignation paper.
Because then you're going to get me.
I want you guys to remove, like, the chair can be removed. I want you guys to at least, I think that we as a board member and also as listeners should not be so insistent on everything right now that we can be insistent upon and give this man the benefit of the doubt and work with him, especially in this meeting today, and give him a chance to grow into that chair. And which he will do. We have elected him as chair. Let's give him an opportunity to grow into that position.
I was only standing to speak, but I was not allowed to speak in part of your
testimony. We have him on. We're not going to move on to the listener.
We have the nominations already.
Oh, that's right.
Well, can we call them off?
Call them off.
Maybe list the nominations if anybody wants to.
Hey, everybody, nominations.
Just read off the
names. Yeah, read off the names, please.
Who's got the name?
Michael Allen?
I don't have
it. Yeah. The names are Lisa Long, Grace Allen, Summer Reed.
What is this
for
now? Is that it? Jan Goodman.
Jan Goodman.
I decline.
Okay. Israel Foyer.
Well, we're going to the ballots. We should just read off the ballots.
Yeah, fine. Mr. Ballard, do we have a ballot?
We're not interested
in it.
Let's
out. You
want me to read off the
candidates?
I have a ballot.
Yeah, just give us one. We'll do it.
No. Yankee, Yamanaka, Warren, Ross,
Yoshi,
Reed, Goodman, Foyer, and Aaron.
So Goodman and Yamanaka have gone, right?
And yes. I decline.
Warren declined.
Yankee, are you
and Dave Adelson?
No.
You were nominated. So Yankee declined.
Yankee Yamanaka. Declined.
Okay. Yankee declined. Yamanaka declined. Goodman declined. Warren declined.
Okay, so we have Rico.
And Jack Van Aken resigned. And Jack Van Aken resigned.
So can we Rico,
so who do we have left?
Well, yeah, but who we have left? Thank you.
No.
We have Rico, Grace, and Summer, correct?
And Israel. Israel.
And Israel.
Rico, Grace, Summer. Okay.
Okay. So there's four.
One, two, three, four. Yeah.
Rico, Ray, Street.
May I be recognized, point of view? Yes. Given the fact that Jack Van Aken has been understood to be a candidate, but has since resigned from both the LSB as well as the PNB, and for people, you know, a number of people who are going to be supporting Jack Van Aken, I would like to put forward the name of someone now to replace Jack Van Aken. We didn't know before the vote. You know, I really think we need some flexibility and common sense here. Okay, it's one thing to have someone like I withdrew my name, but we have someone who resigned from the LSB and from the board. Therefore, someone who might have considered running but did not, because they were a supporter of Jack, did not put their name forward because it was understood Jack would run. I would like to make a motion, and I'd like to put forward Leslie Radford as a candidate, as a listener for the PNB. And I'd like a second.
Well, what we need to do, though, is we need to
amend the ballot.
May vote for any eligible candidate. Nomination is not a requirement for election into director position. If you're going to hear from nominees, then what should happen is that the member's motion should be a motion to reopen nomination. That way you can add to the nominee list, and then you'll be fair in distributing time when you hear from nominees.
I believe the chair could
also just rule that he will accept it and say the degree of process. Yeah, the chair could open nomination, open the floor for nomination and see if there's any objection.
Okay. Point of order, your question. What good is deadline if we're not
going to
follow?
What I would like to do is allow what Margaret said, and see if we are going to nominate Elizabeth. And that's what I would like to do. Okay?
Do we have comments?
Are there any objections?
Do we have hard and fast deadlines, or do we not? Where does the deadline derive from? Because otherwise, what's the point of having a deadline? Because if we're nominating everyone. But I mean, what is the basis of the deadline, and is it how hard?
No, it's to the public is the basis.
Then if it's not to the public, we can't give that to them here, can we?
You've
never done anything.
If I may, I'd like to speak to this. First of all, really want to thank Margaret for the kind words, and yes, the loss of Jack is huge, and if I step up, if I'm elected to that position, those would be amazing shoes to fill. This situation has occurred before on this board. Arturo Lemus in 2006 was allowed to run for a PNB position. I believe Dave Adelson, if he's in the room, can verify this, because it was decided, by a coin toss between the two gentlemen on that occasion.
You mean LSP?
I wasn't there.
LSP, not the NB.
Wasn't that not the election?
Yes.
In any case, there is nothing that precludes a write-in. What may be precluded without a nomination is my right to speak to this body about my credentials. If it will move the process along, I will step aside on that and allow the write-ins and the rest of the votes to fall where they may.
I object. You should be addressing the body.
Don't care.
Do we have any objections to
Point of information.
I just wanted to point out that in the last election here for the LSD, there was a nominating period, and yet we had a write-in candidate that was on the top of that slate. So the fact is that obviously nominations are not necessary for running for office. They're simply necessary for being nominated within the nominating period. So, but the fact is that if you can run a write-in candidate who's not even a listener, sponsor, member of the station by submitting them after the deadline, I think a qualified candidate would be just as
in order.
Valid and in order under the same circumstances.
So we may proceed.
What is the meaning of a nomination deadline? Does anyone know? What is the distinction? What does it mean if does it mean it can't be on the ballot? Does it mean their name can't be on the ballot, or what is? I just don't understand. Does it mean nothing? I'm not asking the listeners. I'm asking the parliamentarian. What is the meaning of a nomination deadline?
If the chair allows.
Okay. Can I turn this down? First of all, even though I was just recognized.
She was just recognized, guys.
I like to say that I believe in democracy. I think that as it's obvious that our board is factionalized, that Jack's seat should go to that faction, which he was supporting him. Okay? That there should be one seat for an opposing vote to the people that I am more in agreement with on this board. That's democratic. And I think the spirit of democracy is senior to a small technicality in the bylaws, which could be questioned anyway. I suggest that we add Leslie to the ballot and get on with it, and that if there's a challenge, it be taken up on the national level, on the National Governance Committee level.
I would second that.
And also, I also would like to add to that motion that we go directly to brief statements by each candidate, 1 minute only, and then we go directly to listener comments so that we can vote before we are kicked out of here.
I second. Any objections?
No.
Second.
I would also like to add that if she is allowed to be a candidate, that she be allowed to speak as the other candidate.
Yes, sir.
Rico Ross, Graytown, Summer Reese, Israel Fuhr, Foyer, and Leslie Redd.
So we have five candidates.
Thank you all.
It's like four that declined, isn't it?
Okay, can we go?
My name is Rob, and I'm Aries. I would say this. Those of you that have known me for the last year, I guess you know what I aspire to do. I don't know if I've always been successful, but I aspire to do the right thing and look at the big picture and do it for the right reason. This last year has been big for me here because I came here completely green and had to learn a lot. And And I felt that I've learned a lot, and I now feel like at least I know what's happening here. Going to the PNB, it's kind of like starting all over again for me. Because if I'm going to vote on something, if I'm going to be a part of something, I want to know what the heck I'm doing first. Because I'm not acting on somebody else's advice, that I'm actually acting on what I actually feel is right. And that's the way I work. That's what I believe in. I'm my own man. I make my own decisions. And that's pretty much all I have to say.
Okay, well, you all know who I am. You have your opinions already formulated about me, plus and minus. And so I have, on the national board, worked for Positive Solutions. They may be controversial. Most of what Jonathan has said about my voting patterns, my intentions, are false. I'd just like to say that in my own defense. And some of the other slanderous remarks about me have also been false. I don't want to itemize every single one. But there are a lot of things that have been said that I never are not part of my intention, not part of my voting history, and not part of what I intend to do on the national board. WBAI can be fixed. Just like KPFK has been fixed by this board, has done a wonderful job of choosing a wonderful general manager. We've also done wonderful work in the Finance Committee to make a budget that was tough, but is turning us around. And the same can be done at WBAI in a signal area that has 19 to 20 million potential listeners with a very strong signal, that we have 800 listeners in morning drive time. It's sacrilegious, it is my viewpoint. That's awful. That listenership can be raised immediately. As soon as the listenership is improved, the net income will increase. It's simple to fix. It needs to be done.
Hi, you all know me too because I've been with you for a year. And as treasurer, I've served on the National Finance Committee for the last year. And I'm deeply distressed by the national office and everything that goes on from there, frankly. So, you know, if you do elect me to the PNB, that's probably going to be a big part of what I'm interested in dealing with. I'm the co-chair of the General Manager Search Committee, and I think we're all fairly satisfied with our general manager. So I would hope that we could do the same and get an executive director who knows what he or she is doing in the national office, do something about the CFO, and not have the kind of stuff that's been going on our national finance calls where I feel we get 10 different versions of reality spread over several different months where, you know, I've opposed the loan steadfastly from the beginning and will continue to do so and look for other ways of fixing our financial situation and digging deeper into what's wrong at the national level and try to make the network strong without losing any of our buildings, our signal areas, or our licenses. So if you elect me to TNB, that's what I will do, is continue with that and try to fix some of this financial stuff.
All right.
This is our 50th year. I helped in a small way at the very beginning of the state before I was on the air. In outreach, I did programming, youth and public affairs, and sort of a gas line monitor of the old board for the new bylaws. I think we have some real dysfunctional problems. Evidence right here, and nationally too. If you want someone to think for himself, listen to other people, and work together cooperatively, that's what I try to do. And that means that you really listen to other people. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them. You try to work out some principles of compromise. This is my favorite phrase, meaning clarity on principles. And being able to work with other people means you compromise, because if you don't compromise the principles, you compromise steps towards achieving what you want. And this is an educational foundation. It's not a political party. It's not a religious cult, and some people, or a private co-op, and some people even innocently treat it as it is. I don't believe that. And I think we strayed quite a bit from what it was designed to be or was originally. Not entirely, but quite a bit. So we need people to think independently, I see, and work cooperatively. And that's what I aim to do, is to deal with our problems. And I welcome your questions.
The Pacific is at a critical juncture. There's no doubt about it. I think we all need to acknowledge that. I think my priority
on the PNB will be to save Pacifica as a voice of our community. Mm-hmm. Yesterday evening, I got some very good advice from a person I might call a friend. And that person suggested the way to do that was to bridge some of the gulf on the PNB. I believe I am qualified to do that. I have ongoing correspondence and conversations with everyone from, well, from both sides of DAI, among other things, with people in Texas, with people in Berkeley, with people here, obviously, and even with people in D.C., our kind of quiet station over there.
Yeah.
And I think it's critical that somebody take that up. I'm willing to give it a try. I don't know if it can be done, but I'm willing to try it. For the record, I oppose the loan that's in front of us. I oppose consultants. I oppose underwriting. And I oppose any national programming that comes with any corporate sponsorship. Thank you.
Okay, do you have questions for...
From the listeners,
from
not from
the
us,
because
we
let Bill
who just
voted
on.
Okay,
sir.
Listeners?
Bill? I would urge you to consider the long-range picture here, because if New York gives up its powerful signal and goes to another lower-powered signal, they will lose a lot of their audience by not having
it. They don't have it.
They haven't done it yet. But, you know, if that's an agreement or a proposal, it might happen, so beware of that. And beware also of consultants, because they don't represent listeners at all. They're unelected functionaries in the national office. And the whole thing resolves down to the listeners and the mission. So if you violate either of those, you're violating the people who actually support you. So keep that in mind as you vote, please.
Raphael.
Grace, I have questions for you. Do you support underwriting? Do you support consulting?
It depends on your definite. Okay. For instance, Dan Siegel is a consultant. We've had HR consultants. We hire consultants all the time at Pacifica. So what is your definition of a consultant?
My definition of a consultant.
Are you against him? Do you think we should fire him and hire somebody else?
He's
a legal counsel. He's a consultant.
Turn around.
That's going to be hard if I'm foolish. What I'm talking about clearly is any foundation needs a voice. That's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is hiring outside consultants that will rearrange management and finance practices and perhaps programming practices.
Right.
That doesn't apply to you in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, let me put it this way. I am in favor of hiring an interim ED while we search, make a longer-term search for permanent executive directors, because it could take a year or longer to find a truly qualified executive director. An interim ED would in some circles be considered a consultant. Anyone who's not hired permanently is a consultant.
I don't mean an interview.
Let me answer the question. I am in favor of hiring an interim ED rather than jumping the gun and hiring a permanent ED who is not qualified and not up to the job. What we have been doing is hiring people who have not been as qualified as they needed to be.
Do you favor underwriting?
I said no.
He said no. That was
the
first
response. 2 years ago, I had enough of the PFO blocking all of my network decisions. When you the last minute, so that our board basically...
Speak up, Doug. They can't hear you.
So 2 years ago, I got fed up with our CFO blocking all financial until this board had no time to even act or look at the numbers before them. And I punched CFO up on the internet. I found two things. You can hire a temporary CFO at the drop of a hat. It's no big deal. Second of all, the CFOs have taken over from the CEOs. ever since the whole debacle with accounting and all that, they've gradually taken over corporate America, and it shows in quarterly profits, and it very much shows in the nature of Pacifica. Our CFO has simply, directly, and deliberately gotten us here. You can listen to his language in any meeting you've ever had with him in the last 5 years. That is the analysis that our national board has to grasp. We can hire a CFO, they drop them ahead on a temporary basis. I love an ED, executive director of our foundation coming in as a board member, a national board member. I love it. Great. Why don't you guys take turns? I mean, one is the national board chair.
Hold on. My question for Grace is, are you in favor of selling the frequency allotted to WBAI?
I'm absolutely opposed to that.
Okay.
It's an untenable solution. I'll explain why. It's not
no, I don't want to split. You just said no.
I said no.
Okay. The other issue I want to bring up here is that at the last PMB meeting, they voted against a listener fund drive, emergency listener fund drive. I would like to request that this vote be put up again. The general managers need to pull this network out of this financial deficit. And what we're also facing is, in other words, the whole issue is whether or not Pacifica should take funding from outside of listener states. That is the battle here. If you set aside the internet programming, all of these factions are trying to push on the national level. Grace has made it clear to me, you told me personally, at Tony Russo's memorial, that you were working on a national programming project with Rob Robinson. The other thing you told me...
The other thing you told me is you said you believe
that this would help bring the network into a much more healthy financial situation. It's obvious that if you take some of the inside programming that's already on some of the stations that you think are more viable to bring listeners' contributions in, then this is obviously part of your game plan. However, the question really gets down to is who decides at Pacifica, whether it's an interim executive director or general managers or listeners or board members, what programs end up going national? What programs end up going national? So I'm against this. Against national programming without due process.
Motion to move the agenda. We need to vote and be out of here by 5.
Yes.
And our time is up.
Yeah, I'd like to take more comments. I can't because we have to be out of here by 5. I'm sorry.
Can we now?
Can we have ballots passed along?
All right, these are the original ballots. So fairly soon, candidates have dropped off. Just ignore them. The way preferential voting works, to remind you all again, is please list as many preferences as you want. The more the better, the way the system works. There are 3 seats open. There are 21 voters. The threshold will be 8 votes.
By the way, we have the count on the staff rep, and
you can't have more people getting votes.
That we have.
Please lift up the chair.
I'm giving you the results of the staff rep. Okay, the results. John Casey O'Brien had 12 votes. Jonah Gluck had 9. So Sean is the staff rep.
You can't have 4 people get 6 votes. That's how you do it. Answer me that question. If only one seat is open, take 1 seat and divide it, that's exact 1.
And you're right, it's the first one, but it's 6 votes.
Okay. 20. Isn't 7 times 3, 21?
Yeah, but you, 4 people can't get 6 votes. That's how you know.
I'm not arguing your point. I'm just saying
that the...
Okay, let's do the shipping.
I'll lay you $10 at 3 to 1 odds. I'll lay you $10 at 3 to 1 odds.
Yosh is not running. Juan is not running. And Goodman is not running. Cross them out.
Saturday the 24th. This month. Okay, here's the question. Is the chair call the question?
What day is that, Shuna?
Saturday. The chair.
You're discussing your motion.
No, a
continuation.
A continuation.
An agenda.
You suggested you call
a
session.
No,
a continuation of this meeting.
My motion is a continuation meeting
to
complete the agenda that we have today.
Starting with what? Where do you want to continue?
Did everybody hear Sherman's motion?
I'm like, yes, I'm at
continuation meeting.
Sure.
Can we have a clarification?
The continuation on calling court is of the LSD meeting. Yeah,